a little bit, but, you know, as I've always said, I just one at a time. You know, I don't want my previous kick to affect the next kick, whether it's a 55-yard field goal right down the middle or, you know, complete shank. It's always about next kick, maintain that focus. And, you know, sure, subconsciously, I'm feeling good about the rhythm, and those are the things I hold on to. You know, I kind of take the results as they come and kind of let them go after I've kind of dissected the film, and, you know, so I make sure I can move on.
What does McCarthy say to you guys as far as, you know, he tells us, okay, the volume is going to pick up this week.
Sure.
Does he ever approach you guys and kind of give you a game plan for expectations? Or
not really too much. We just take it day to day. You know, again, a lot of that stuff is out of our control. We don't know how many kicks we're going to get in practice, how many kicks we're going to get in the game. So, again, it's just focusing on what we can do. You know, focus on, you know, getting warmed up properly. And if they ask us for 30 kicks, you know, heck, we'll give them as many as we can.
So, Giorgio, you focus on what you can control, and today you controlled 8 kicks and you made all 8. So how do you feel today, and then who knows what tomorrow holds, but sure. You took care of your business. How does that translate? What does that do for how you're feeling, your confidence, et cetera?
I feel pretty good. You know, it's always a blessing to be out there. It's a warm day today, so the balls were flying. Felt like, you know, myself, Tim, and Brett were in a good rhythm with snap, hold, and kick. And, you know, again, I got to watch the film to really see, you know, dissect everything, because right now I feel good. But I always take a good look at the film and try to be unbiased about it and take the lessons, you know, the good, the bad, and if there's any ugly, take that too and keep moving forward.
What's your relationship with Mason?
I think it's good. You know, as I said from day one, he's been very friendly. I really respect him as a man. You know, and I obviously looked up to him as a kicker. He's been in the league for 6 years. That's not easy to do. I respect him for, you know, the character that he has. And, you know, I try to maintain, you know, my personality and, you know, not be too overbearing, you know, because I like to talk and like to ask questions. And, you know, I do realize that, you know, it could have been some awkwardness. But I think him being very warm and friendly initially kind of eroded any of those worries of mine.
Disappointed you or Mason to really get a chance to get a field goal on Friday night?
Sure. You know, we'd always love to be, you know, in the game, but again, that's out of our control. I was really pleased with how I felt leading up to the game. I felt very peaceful, very very serene, very happy, and, you know, that's you know, amidst the chaos that is, you know, preseason games, and that's something that's maybe hard to find, and that's something I held on to, whether or not I got in the game or not. Again, out of my control, but it's a beautiful atmosphere. Anytime you know, any chance you get in, get to step on the field at Lambeau is truly a blessing.
You're hoping that changes when you get to St. Louis.
What was that?
I said you're hoping that changes when you get to St. Louis.
Yes. Hope to get some action.
How important is it to be in the right mindset when you do get out on the field and you get that opportunity?
Well, it's very important. You know, that comes down to your preparation. But, you know, it's interesting because there's some times when I'm really happy and, you know, I hit good balls, but they don't go in. Sometimes I'm really mad and, you know, the balls end up going in. So I've, you know, it's almost liberating to feel that, you know, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be in one particular place. I can kind of be, you know, in a certain area. And as long as I'm focused but not over anxious and, you know, not underprepared, I think I'll be okay.